And here is minute three at 250 words a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your responsibility to decide what evidence you accept or believe. It is your responsibility to decide what evidence you do not believe or reject and what evidence may leave you with a doubt. It is your memory and your opinion of the evidence that counts, not mine and not the lawyer's. You are to presume that Mr. Allen is innocent during your deliberations. You can only find him guilty after you consider all of the evidence and only if you are satisfied that the Crown has proved its case beyond a reasonable doubt. Please remember that it is the Crown that has the burden of proving Mr. Allen's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Mr. Allen does not have to prove anything. He does not have to prove that he is innocent. Why? Because the law presumes that he is innocent. This must be the starting point of your deliberations. This presumption of innocence can only change if there is evidence that proves Mr. Allen's guilt to your satisfaction beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, this standard of proof does not apply to the individual pieces of evidence that make up the Crown's case. This standard only applies to the total body of evidence that the Crown relies upon to prove guilt. So what does proof beyond a reasonable doubt mean? Well, a reasonable doubt is not an imaginary, frivolous, or far-fetched doubt. It's a fair doubt that comes from reason and common sense, not sympathy or prejudice. A reasonable doubt must come from the evidence that you have heard or lack of evidence on something that is essential to be proved. Even if you believe that Mr. Allen is probably guilty, that is not enough. In those circumstances, you must give the benefit of the doubt to Mr. Allen and find him not guilty of the offense charged. Why? Because proof of probable guilt or likely guilt is not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And there you have minute three. Minute four coming up.